Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. One of the most important parts of making true changes in our lives is to rewire and recreate our neural pathways, our pathways in our brain. So once we do that, the changes become a true part of who we are and how we are wired. My guest today, Carrie Freeman, has written a book called Good Evidence that introduces the evidence technique, which is a simple way, basically, to bring about the most important changes we're looking to make. The evidence technique fuels change by helping us document the many moments where we have changed, which in turn makes us realize we have the capacity and potential to change again. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So happy to have you here. And what is the evidence technique and how you became inspired by this?
Well, I just sort of created this because I fell in love with the word evidence, and a series of things happened. When I first started my practice, I came into a lot of good fortune, and someone gave me a gorgeous journal that they handmade. They handcrafted it. So I started writing down all these cool things that were happening, just lots of good luck and good fortune. And then it seemed to happen more and more, so I kept up the habit for years, and I didn't talk to anybody about it. I just diligently did it. When I went to work in the rehab, The Secret had become very big as a book and a DVD, and it was all about visualization and imagining. And what I saw people in various stages of recovery, and they could not visualize or imagine. So when I ran a group one day, I just said to 12 people in various stages of detoxing and recovery, I said, does anybody have any evidence that they're healing? And 12 people raised their hands. 12 people.
Oh, wow.
So, and they were very simple. It was things like, I slept better last night. I didn't have a using dream. I called my cousin and I made amends, you know, that kind of thing. Or I went swimming for the first time in 5 years. And I knew I was onto something. So then I started to create this ebook and share my experience, and then just kind of an outline for how to do this, because it's so deceptively simple. That was my concern. So it's about noticing. It's about noticing on an everyday basis anything that lights you up, anything that happens, anything that you receive. Let's say somebody gives you their place in line at the grocery store, which can come and go in a second, but I write that stuff down. I write down getting a good parking space, you know, as well as writing down getting a $2,000 check. I write down every synchronicity, every coincidence that happens. And this is very important. I write down all my contributions to other people. And I don't mean my clients. I mean out in the world, if I'm helping, giving on some level. So what happens is this starts to train the brain to notice all this stuff, and it trains it away from what is not working. Mm-hmm. When I work with a client, about maybe the third session, they start coming in with, oh, this happened and that happened. And then I introduce the evidence technique and we start going over it. And then I re-download it in the hypnosis, all the things that are good and have happened, because they're true, they're real, they're concrete, they're not pretend. And the subconscious seems to grab on and go, wow, that's a convincer. We're going to keep going. So it's really been remarkable how much this has helped people.
It sounds so powerful. It's so powerful because we all seem to tend to forget, you know, we forget sometimes the things we have accomplished or the fact that we've overcome certain things, you know, and life comes in a wave. So we have ups and downs and sideways. So, you know, I think this is such a great way to kind of begin to be mindful and focusing, like you said, and taking notice of all the positive things, all the kind of God shots that happen, everything that, you know, is going on day in and day out, and focusing on the positive instead of the negative. That's just incredible.
You know, and I am a realist, and I like to acknowledge that life can be very challenging for everybody. So I'm not suggesting that this eradicates the natural flow of sometimes difficult times, but it really helps balance out the brain ledger. And during the past 9 years, when I was working on the other book that we'll end up talking about, I actually lost two of my best friends. One died of ALS and one died of cancer. And it was very horrible, and it was within like a 2-year period. But during that time, I continued to do the evidence work. I did not stop it. and it really helped me grow. And then, believe it or not, my girlfriend who had cancer brought it to her chemotherapy group, and they loved it. Can you imagine? They loved it.
Wow.
Because
wow.
During illness, people get love. They get gifts. They get cards. They get flowers. You know, they make good friends with nurses and caregivers. And so there are actually these gifts that happen. And
right.
That was very beautiful for me to see that people in chemo grabbed onto it.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that because I'm a realist and I don't want people to think, you know, that I think life is just always fabulous. But in the middle of challenge and even in the middle of addiction, there are gifts.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like also, which, you know, you and I have talked about this because I've known you for so many years, but just raising energy and putting to bed beliefs that no longer serve you, you know, I mean, that is so... That's so powerful because so many of us have grown up a certain way or somehow we've come up with these belief systems that don't serve us. And I love how you do address that. So can you tell the audience a little bit about that, about how you change these patterns of belief?
Well, it's just through this proof. Actually, I think it happens through behavior more than anything else than through mm-hmm. thinking. Because I think behavior and how we do what we do is the big convincer. You know, I've heard... I'm not responsible for these sayings, but when you don't know what to do something. Energy mm-hmm. begets energy. I think the change belief patterns, you have to want to, number one, even if you have doubts whether you're capable of it, I think you have to want to. And then from just wanting to and saying, can you help me? It kind of opens up a dialogue. And I believe... Once awareness, like that spotlight, is shined on the negative belief, then one can work with it. But without awareness of it, you can't change anything. So I always say the first step is awareness, and then you can start putting down the belief. And I think one belief at a time is fine, you know, because you start to knock that out, and then the other ones become easier, and then it becomes a model for change. You know, but the evidence work will dispel beliefs. Like, what if I had a belief, and believe me, I've had clients, I hate all men. All men are awful. And I will challenge that, and I'll say, well, what about the guy that you were dating last month who followed you home to make sure you were safe?
Right.
You know, and then that dispels it. So that was evidence. You know, I wasn't saying, that man seemed really nice, didn't he? I gave her evidence. He followed you home 30 miles to make sure you were okay. Now, that changes a belief system, right? So that's a quick example for you.
Right. Yeah, and that's a great example because sometimes we choose to remember, you know, what's the easiest to remember? And sometimes those are these beliefs that are just, you know, they don't serve us and they really don't actually measure where we're at in our lives at the time. I know a lot of us, and especially working with you for years, a lot of people that we worked with in recovery, you know, don't really see the fact that they have accomplish things, that they should be proud of themselves. You know, it's such a different way of living now in recovery where you actually have to say, you know, oh, I had the courage to do this. I'm proud of myself for getting up and making my bed. You know, that's all new beliefs for them.
And all of that stuff is evidence, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's powerful. It helped me overcome writer's block. I mean, it can really help in so many different situations. And in fact, yesterday, I had a hypnotherapist write me an email that said she was having tremendous progress using my evidence technique just yesterday.
That's so awesome. Carrie, where can everybody find you?
Well, I'd like them to look up the book, which is on Amazon.com, Good Evidence and Positive Noticing by me, Carrie Freeman. And then I have a hypnotherapy website, which is www.carriefreeman.com, CarrieFreeman. And you can email me through that website.
That's great, Carrie. I mean, this is amazing, this theory, this practical tool that you've created. Thank you for shedding light on this. You're listening to Rewired. Yeah, you're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us today, and stay well.